Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Monday the 28th of July, Rabbi Yonason Royd, Hilchus Holidays.
You say in the name of the Chiddush Yerim, and the Maragdim came back on Tisha B'Av. They had spent the last 40 days touring Eretz Yisrael, and they brought back into Klal Yisrael a Psaruach to go around, to travel away, and touring and visiting, and that's why Minhag Olam seems to be, in the Northern Hemisphere at least, that after Tisha B'Av, one tends to go away on the holidays. I'd like to share with you a few halachas which are relevant to the traveling and where one goes to, etc. Gemara says in Brachas as follows. Omale Elio l'Rav Yehuda Achvad Rav Salo Chasida. Elio Anovi said to Rav Yehuda, a few eitzes. First of all, lo tirtach v'lo sechta. Don't get into chaos. If you never get into a temper, you're less likely to do averus. Lo tirva, don't drink too much. And again, because if you drink too much, who knows what that can lead to. Ukesha'ato yotze laderech. When you're going on a journey, himolech b'kainecha v'tzei. Go and ask advice, himolech, ask advice, b'kainecha your creator v'tzei. In other words, ask Rishus from the Rebbeinu Shleilam whether you should go or not. How do you ask Rishus? How do you know what the answer is? Chvesht. Mayim olech v'kenecha v'tzei. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, zu tfilas aderech. You should say tfilas aderech when you go on a journey. What is tfilas aderech? Yirotzem lefonecho Hashem alekai, sh'toylicheini l'shol... I'm a litvak, by the way. I don't speak a chassidish havora. Sh'toylicheini l'sholoim, v'satzideini l'sholoim, etc. The Loshon HaGemara is written b'loshon yochid, in singular form, not in Loshon Rabbi. Which they did in the Gemara. So in other words, the Gemara is telling you, go and ask an advice from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and say tefillas aderech. How do you know what the Ribbono Shel Olam answers? What's going on here? What is this himolech b'kenecha? Shteit in slach. The slach has the kasha. Eich yodaim nostin lei rishus. How does the person who is going on the journey know what the Ribbono Shel Olam answered? He said yes, he said no, stay at home. How do you know what the answer is? He says that this for the famous Gemara in Brachas, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. He used to daven for chaylim. And after the tefillah, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa would know whether this patient would get better or not. Would he survive or not? So he asked him, how do you know? And he said, Im shigura tfilasi befi, if the tefillah flows fluently, I know he's going to survive. And if not, not. Says the tzlach, that's pshat. Himolech bekainecha. Go and ask advice from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if the tefillah flows fluently from your mouth, you know the Ribbono Shel Olam agrees with you and you should go. It would appear from this Gemara that the tefillah saderech would have been set off by heart. Because if you read it from a siddur, there's no question of shigura tefilasi, and not shigura tefilasi. Just read carefully, you know what's going on. Oshet in Slach, he says himself, he saw this vort in the Shlach HaKadosh, but he adds on another knetch to it. If you think about it, you have two. The lashon of the Gemara is Yirotzim Ufonecho Hashem Elekai in the singular form. Shetoylicheini Lesholim. The Gemara continues the bottom of the Amud in Brachas Chavtes Amud Beis. Oma Abaya Leolam Lishatef Inesh Nafshei Badi Tzibur. When a person is davening, he should always include the tzibur in his tefillah. Yirotzim Ufonecho Hashem Elekeinu Shetoylicheinu Lesholim. Say it, Beloshen Rabim. So now, if a person says that Tfilah Beloshen Rabim, the emes is, nobody can know for sure what Madriga is on, whether he is on the standard of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, and anybody who thinks he is, he isn't. Not everybody who doesn't think so might be, but anybody who thinks he's on the Madriga of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, he probably isn't. So what should he do? We should say, Anusach HaTfilah Beloshen Rabim. So if you say Beloshen Rabim, you're not mamish guaranteed, but you've got at least the schus hatzibur will help you. So a person, himolech b'kainecho, applies to a person like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. For us, mere mortals, for us, we can say a loshen of loshen rabim, and with that, we taka, hopefully the Eibushter will answer our tefillahs. The later achronim want to point out that taka, if a person does say the tefillah and is not shkurat filosei befi and he doesn't flow properly, then ken zayin Whether he should go or not, I don't know, but he should be Yarbeh Bet Stoka, and he should be Marbeh Bet Tfilah to make sure that the extra Zuchuyas that he has now should help him on his journey. But the main problem that we have with Tfilas HaDerech is as follows. The problem of the Gemara in Brachas, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Bracha She'ein Bo Shem Malchus Eino Bracha. When a person makes a bracha, we know every nusach a bracha has in it Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. And that is a bracha. And if you omit either Shem Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you're not Yotze. So the Rishonim have got arichas, long tasting in various places in Shas, of various brachas which apparently don't have Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. So first of all, the Gemara itself and the Rishonim tell us that where you have a bracha hasmucha lechaverto, where you have a nusach habracha where the brachas are said next to each other, and the first one has got in it Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, so the subsequent one doesn't need its independent one. You can be yotze with the previous one. For instance, a classic example is Shmoneh Esrei. No bracha there has Elokeinu Melech Olam, but the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei Hashem Elokeinu Mekeav Esinu Keavom Keyitzchok counts as the Melech Olam, and therefore the whole bracha some way through Baruch Ato Hashem Chayam Esim Mokel Hakodesh and so on hasn't got into the Keno Melech Olam because you yotze the fact that it's positioned next to the first one. And you have the same in Sheva brachas. You have two brachas, Seistosis and Sameach to Samach. They are always said following Asher Yotzar Es Adam B'Tzalmai. So you yotze the Shem Malchus with it. Vegan Rishonim Akasha Tfilas Haderech and Elokai Neshama. Tfilas Haderech hasn't got Shem Malchus in it. There's no Elokai no Melech Olam in it. How is it called a bracha? So Shulchan Aruch quotes a Marami Rottenberg. Marami Rottenberg, Shal Yotze Baderech, Samachab in Shulchan Aruch, when he used to go out in a journey early in the morning, he would say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Agoy Mech Hasonim Tovim Ne'amar Yisrael, and then Yirotzein, Shatei Lecheinu Lashonim. So you've got a bracha, Smucha Lechavata. From this Marami Rottenberg, it would appear that it's only a lachatchiladika problem in Tfilas HaDerech. But b'diavad yotze. How do I see this? The fact that Marami Rottenberg, when he went early in the morning, he said this Tfilas HaDerech next to Agoy Mech Hasadim. And what happens if he set out on a journey in the afternoon? He didn't. He didn't have Agoy Mech Hasadim Tevim beforehand. So what did he do? The Teretz is, lachatchila one should have Tfilas HaDerech next to a Shem Elokeinu Melech Olam, but b'diavad, you yotze without it. Shteitin Tosis b'shem Ari, lefi she'eino elo tfila be'alma. It's only a tfila. Shemispale la Kodesh Baruch Hu she'yolichenu l'shalem. He's davening that the Ribbono Shel Olam should help him on his journey, and it's not a Birchas HaNe'anin, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a Birchas HaShvach, it's not one of those in the list of the standard brachas, and therefore it's a Bakosha Ba'alma, and therefore one does not need a Lekeinu Melech Olam. I once heard B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a Chiddush Nifla. It's not the Minhag Olam, but he pointed out Mistoma as a Ha'ora Ba'alma. We know that when a person is chayiv to make a bracha. Two people are chayiv to make a bracha. One of them can be made to the other. Shemei HaKaina, Arvos, whatever lomdos you want to put into it. But a person can be made to somebody else with a bracha. What happens if a person has a personal request, he wants to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the person next to him also has the same personal request? Can one be made to the other? Mechadesa. It's a personal thing. I need to arrive, whatever I need to say this tefillah. It's a tefillah, it's a bakosha malma. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, now that Tosis is mechadish, that tefillah saderach is a bakosha v'alma, it's not a bracha in any form, how do you know Shemei HaKaina works? How do you know somebody can be made to somebody else with tefillah saderach? That's his chiddush. Akasha, as I say again, the minhag ha'olam is not like this chiddush of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. The minhag ha'olam is that one is made to somebody else with tefillah saderach. What about this problem of a brocha smucha lechaberto? So the Achreinim have got various solutions to it. The Mishabur says lechatchila, it would appear that one should make a brocha achreina beforehand, or the asheyotza, or alamichyon, efshebegin afoshes, like that, you will have your brocha smucha lechaberto. Although there is edus that the Chofetz Chaim, when he went on a journey, said a brocha rishayna, and with that brocha rishayna on an item of food or something like that, he then said tefillas aderech, and the achreinim in araya for nahalocha in Shulchan Aruch, I think similar shayna, I'm not sure, that the eating of it is not called a hefsek. But nevertheless, in the Mishabu himself, he writes, achatchila, one should make a brocha achreina, asheyotzar, alamichyo bein nefoshes, and with that he should be mitzi, he should have his brocha smucha lechaberto.
Why not put in
because it's an independent tefillah with a Baruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tefillah. You don't normally put it inside.
Finish off with Kiyat Hashemea
Tefillah,
and it's the best place.
When did you ask me? The you asking Kashan the Maram Rotenberg?
Yeah, because you're saying it's a Bakosha.
Did the Maram Rotenberg damage Shemesa beforehand or after? I don't know the story. Mm-hmm. I don't know when he damaged Shemesa. Question. We can't do it because the halacha tefillas aderech is only once you've gone on a journey. You have to be out of town, not at home. Yeah.
If you know you're going,
it's not good enough. The Shulchan Aruch says only kimin she'echzik baderech, once he's gone on a journey, he's the outside town. You don't say tefillas aderech beforehand. Who says in Shulchan Aruch? I think it's Gemara state Kim Shafsik Badarach Kim Domani. One goes on a journey, and Baruch Hashem, on the journey you arrived at wherever your destination was. We have a Perek Horaya in Brachos, which discusses, you see various things. Horaya, Pirchos Avi'ir. Horaya, Sayamim, Nahorais, and so on. One has to make a brocha, oisel, she'osa ma'aseh bereishis, Rav Yehuda Omer, oreis hayom ha'gadol, Omer, she'osa es hayom ha'gadol. Before we come on to that detail, let me tell you like this, in Kaf HaChaim, Shlita Chiddush. Kaf HaChaim says, on these halochas, or birchas ha'ri'ia, when you see the sea, mountains, rivers, mina go'ilam levorech al kol ha'nizka b'simen zeh, bilti she'mo malchus. So he writes, the minhag ha'olam is that one doesn't say Hashem Elokeinu Melech ha'olam, you see the sea, you say Baruch Hashem Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ve'efsha, why do people do that? Because there's a Gemara in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shechiyonu. The Gemara writes like this, V'yesh anagu lehokel bebrochazu, shem birchas Shechiyonu, there are those that are noyeg to miss out, not to say this birchas Shechiyonu, k'shekoyne keinem chadoshim, it's not obligatory, it's only a rishus, and that's why people are very lenient in this halach. Says the Kaf HaChaim, seeing that the Ramah says there are people who are mekel in Birchas Shechiyonu, the Olam have extended that heta over to this Birchas Ha'ri'ia. And the emesis is taki is minhag ha'olam that a people are very mekel in this Birchas Shechiyonu. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch is talking about when a person has a baby, whether he makes a teva meitiv, or makes a shechiyonu. When one of my children were born, a few weeks later, I went into Abiyankala Zichayna Levrocha, and discussing it, we get, Bachasidim will make him. He didn't answer. Bachasidim will make him in his birchas, Ariyan, Neshamanu, Meyoylam, Mashveh being a Rosh Hashiva, he had an argument with him, he hanging fireworks, I don't know what was going on there, but they're arguing and learning between them about whether this minhag, whether it's correct or not. The Magen Avraham says, the Ramah says, Nagu Olam, because it's a Rishus, says the Magen Avraham, the Gemara in Bracha says, only new fruit the Gemara calls Rishus. But other Shechiyanu, you have no raya that it's called a Rishus. So where did this Kaf HaChaim get it from, or where did the minhag ha'olam get it from, that one is so lenient in halchas, all birchas ha'ri'ia, and also Shechiyon? I saw a quote from a Ravid who says that follows. All these brachas, Aloshan Arayvat, all these brachas are Rashus V'loi Chayva. He quotes the Gemara that on new fruit is a Rashus. Umi she'oma she'yesh bo'em haskara u'malchus. And anybody, says the Arayvat, who makes a bracha with a proper shem u'malchus on any of these types of re'iyah and so on, loy niru dvarav klal. And it's a bracha she'eino kivua. In other words, where you have a fixed bracha, a fixed time, and a fixed occasion, that is obligatory. But where it's, you happen to come across something, the meila that is, you don't make a bracha. That's why people don't make these brachas and miss out the Shema Malchus. Lemaisa, la'alocha, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, all argue with this Ravid, and the Paskan la'alocha, one should make a bracha with Shema Malchus. Memeila. So one goes la halacha, not like the minog yoidim. One goes and sees the sea. One should make a bracha she'asa oisem asabreishis or she'asa es hayom hagadol. The shaila is, what is this definition of yom hagadol? In the Mechaben Shulchan Aruch says yom hagadol hu hayom she'holchem bo le'aretz Yisrael. Mediterranean, even though it's by no means the biggest, it's not the gadol. The other, the Pacific, the Atlantic, are far bigger. But it's a yom she'holchem bo le'aretz Yisrael, as the Loshon HaGemara, hadbeik l'shachva v'yishtachvu lach. If you associate yourself with royalty, people will bow down to you like they bow down to royalty. Similarly, a sea which is attached to Eretz Yisrael, you has got more chashivas to it, more importance to it, and therefore one says a brocha she'osa es hayom ha'gadol. Whereas all other seas, one says oseh ma'aseh bereishis. But d'yeved, the those who argue with this opinion that Yom HaGadol does not mean the Mediterranean, it means any sea. I mean, maybe the Mishnah, the Bialocha says, whichever bracha you make, if you make say Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, you're definitely Beyotza, like Shehakol is Motzi. Everything, similarly, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis will be Motzi, anything. As opposed to, the whole sea. Nahoros and rivers, you also make a bracha. However, the nosach habracha is Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis, and therefore, in order to make the bracha, one has to be 100% sure that it's not been re-diverted in any way, and that the root has not been changed. And therefore, the minhag olam on rivers is not so much to say Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. You never should know for sure whether the rivers have been redirected. What about other seas? You see the Kinneret. No, the Kinneret Shleidoch in next in Yesei Seder before Shem Posek. So that was around at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So you would also make Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis on it. What about Yam HaMelech? Do you make Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis on that? Do Rashi al Atayra. Rashi al Atayra says on the pasuk in Bereishis, "Hu Yom Hamelach la'achas man nimshach hayom l'soichai v'nesi Yom Hamelach." After Ma'aseh Sadayim, then the river went into it, and that eventually evolved into Yom Hamelach. If so, it wasn't around Sheishis Yemei Bereishis. If it wasn't around Sheishis Yemei Bereishis, you don't make a bracha she'osa. You don't make that bracha. Shulchan Aruch also says, you see the mountains. You also say, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis. They ask, Lavozna Shlita, what happens if you're flying over Switzerland, you see the Alps, do you make a bracha? He said, no. The greatness, the beauty of it, is when you are down below and you see the mountains, or you're standing on the mountain, you're looking down below, and so on. But flying over it, for all you know, you could be flying over a picture, and you can see down. You can't see the greatness of the mountains. When you're flying over it, you don't make a bracha.
Fly over the sea?
What?
You fly over the sea?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I didn't see that over there. I can't answer. I don't know. Sorry. I understand that. Well, I don't know.
Is Kitchover
Spring
possible to say that you can make a
brocha
through an
aeroplane
window?
On the mountains? Be quite
there about the
yam.
Sorry, you also
like
you also
say
something
gracious
or just one?
No, just one.
But it's not by separation. It is, it's all part of our creation that they've made.
because otherwise you've got mountains which have also been thrown up because of volcanoes which were not there at the time of the Mas HaBereishis.
And the Chachamim, he won't make it. The Ois HaMas HaBereishis, Mestama, if you hold, it has to be that which was original, goes on the line of a Mechadish, Betuvai, Becholi, and Tovid, Mas HaBereishis. In other words, it's a Mas HaBereishis which is remaking its sound for every moment of the day. It's a new one, you don't see it. It wasn't there at the time of Mas HaBereishis. It's not Mechadish Betuvai. You can't say Mechadish Betuvai, Becholi, and Tovid, Mas HaBereishis. It wasn't there then. It's a new thing. It's one of the few examples of evolution which later in the Torah. The Achreinim speak about interesting Shaila about going to the zoo. There's an holiday, you can see some nice interesting things. You only go and see the zoo. The Medayek Epesarashi somewhere that says one shouldn't go. The Achreinim, however, say Dova Poshet, it's Mutter. The Leket Yosha quotes from his Rebbe, the Tumas Hadeshen, that he went once on Shabbos, a whole distance, to see a couple of lions that were brought to the area. The Chidor says he went to the zoo, and so on. The Chayva is not a poshut, that there's nothing wrong in going. Adarabba, if it's a time, one can take one's chongjan and show Maise Bereshis to Gadlus Habayra. And you can, if you want to, and Shulchan Aruch speaks about making a brochas over the certain animals that you see, we're not knowing to do it, but Komponim, it's definitely a time that one can take one's chongjan out and one can show them Gadlus Habayra. Duar Adak, in Tehillim, on the capital Yotes, Hashemayim Mesaprim Kvoid Ke'el Omas Yodov Magid Rakia. If you look to this capital, you have two halves apparently to this perek. Half of it is speaking about Gadlus Habeira, the sun, the Givaldi. And suddenly you change over to Teiras Hashem Temimon Shivas, not Vesh Eidus Hashem Nemona. What is the connection between the two? Shteitin Radak and the Malbim says the same idea. If you look at the wonderful world we live in, and the Torahs the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, and the brilliant creation that there is, one can come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You see our great Gadlus Habeira, says the Radak. But there's a far better way, and far greater way, seeing Gadlus Habeira. Do you know what that is? Teiras Hashem Temima Mishivas Nofesh Eidus Hashem Neimona. Learn the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, and you see Gadlus Habeira. If you learn Torah, you'll see how great it is. And Bemis, that is a time on the holidays, when it's not part of Talmud Torah. I've added during holidays the same chiyuv to learn Torah, and in the Torah says, Uvelech Techa Baderech, says the chiyuv to learn Torah that time. One of the journeys one could make is, you go to Yerushalayim, you go to Eretz Yisrael. Hareya Yerushalayim, Hareya Ore Yehuda, you have to make a bracha, and Hareya Mokeim Hamikdash, you have to make a bracha. So Shulchan Aruch says, how far do you have to be in order to make this bracha? Mitzofim. What is the translation of the word sofim? So there are those that say, it's the name of a place, Harad Sofim as it's known as, and say it from there. Mishabur quotes, that they are Akamo Poskim Kosvu Kol Mokeim Soviv Yerushalayim. From wherever you can see Yerushalayim, you can make the bracha. What is the shear of enabling to see Yerushalayim? How far is that? See, you'll tell me. Depends on your eyesight. There's a Ritva in Erevin that asks the Kasha. The Ritva asks, wherever people live, they're on dry land. And dry land is surrounded by seas. A sea has got a seaside to it with a slope to it going down to the water. Feder Ritva. Why do you have a problem with an Erev? The all dry land is surrounded by sea, and the seaside itself, the slope, has got a din of a mechitza. So why bother making Erevin anywhere, carry in any dry land, relying on these walls? As we fate the ritva, it's a Chacham Tzvi asks, it's got the same shayla, legabe medinas Angleterre, England is an island, it's the same shayla. Says the ritva like this, the shear of a distance from the mechitza to where you are, has to be shir shu yire es atzmai mukaf mechitzas. In other words, he has to see himself surrounded by these walls to be called in an enclosed area to allow that Erev to work. Now how far is that you can see? It's the Achreinim bring a raya from a Mishnah in Bechiras, Legabe Maase Behema, the shear is 15 mil. That is the shear of Re'iyah to be able to see that place. The Achrenim, they want to say, once you're in a distance of 15 mil from Yerushalayim, you'll be able to say, you can see the Yerushalayim, and that is called Soifim, or Mimela, all the halachas that are relevant, all those halachas that are relevant to Birchas Ariyah, Tiring Kriya, and so on, from the distance of 15 mil. When one tears Kriya, or when one sees Ore Yehuda, or your Mokem HaMikdash, one's a nusach, a few words to say, Ore Yehuda, Hayu Lishmama, and so on. In other words, we're upset, we are veilim over the fact that the Yerushalayim was destroyed. Amaisa with the Beis HaLevi. A Meshulach once came to the Beis HaLevi in Brisk, and he said to him a following shetl. State in the Nusach of the Piyutim, and by Ne'ila we say it, Ezkeva Alekim Mehemoya, Beroisi Kol Ir Al Tila Benuya, when I see every town is well established, Ve'alekim Mushbalas Ad Sheol Tachtia, and Leida Ir Alekim is downtrodden, and so on. He said like this, Beroisi Kol Ir Al Tila Benuya, Ir Meloshon His Eirus. When a person has a cheshek, a desire to do something, you go through with it, you do what you want to do. But Ir Alekim, when you have a spiritual Hiseiros, Mushpeles Hachon Tachtiyah, you never take it into consideration, you don't do it, you have a inspiration for a moment, and then forget about it. Why is it? That's what he said to the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi said to him, isn't Tam Shulach, yeah? You're traveling around the world, tell me, what does Warsaw look like? Very nice town, nice buildings. And what does St. Petersburg look like? Every town he described was beautiful, well-established, and so on. Tell me, what does Yerushalayim look like? Yerushalayim, in those days, was nothing there. It was a little place. There was no sanitation and overcrowded. I'll tell you pshat in this piyut. Beroisi kalir al tilat benuya. Every town is built the way it's meant to. V'erolikim mushpeles, and Yerushalayim is mushpeles al shayom tachtiyah. Posh pshat, don't come on to your pshat. The problem is, nowadays, you go around Yerushalayim, you see Meister Satera, you see Kinderlech learning Torah, you see Bati Midrashim, everything. How are we going to translate this Ero Elikim Mushpeles Ad Sha'ol Tachtiyah? Rabbi Ankota once said a tremendous marshal. There were two people who lived at the time of the Churban, at the time of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. One of them lived in Yerushalayim, and one of them lived in the far edge north of Eretz Yisrael. And the Yidden lived in Yerushalayim. He saw Tamidim Kisidra Musafim Kilchosam, he saw the Kabbonis being offered, he saw Asavanistim Nasul Abiseinu. And the Yidu lived far away. Occasionally he managed to slip away from his farm to come to Yerushalayim to be Oyle Regel. Vayi Ayoim, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the person who lived in Yerushalayim, Pashtetzach, he was heartbroken over it. These Nisim Abotl, nothing at all. And the one who lived far away, he... yeah, he missed it. He understood that the mokem of the Shechina and so on. But, yeah. Sometime later, a museum was built. And a replica of the Beis HaMikdash and what's going on there was built. Let's consider these two people. The one who lived in Yerushalayim and he saw the Hamoliga Soron Nisim that took place and he sees this museum. It's a joke. It's no Sheikhas like Korav Zanzai. It's nothing to do with the original. But the one who lived far away from Yerushalayim, what does he say? Oh, at least we got something to hold on to. He never understood Kedushas Yerushalayim. He never understood the Asor Nisim and so on. He was impressed with a replica of it or something, make-believe of it. That's a Rabban, that was his marshal, that was his pshat. Ir olikim, beroisi kol ir al tiloh benuya. Every town is built with a specific reason for it. It's built in a strategic point for commerce, for whatever. It's built like that. whereas Yerushalayim is Ilho Elikim Mushpeles, the town of Elikim with Gadlus Abeira and Torah and Mitzvahs, that is Mushpeles Adshem Tachtiyah. That we've not yet been Zeicher to. The replica, you have a few Bate Midrashim, very nice, got Torah and so on, but there are Sorom Nisim that we haven't got, and those things, the Hashkoas Hashchina, that we still haven't got. That Elikim Mushpeles Adshem Tachtiyah, we're not there, nowhere near there, and anybody who understood what it was like at that time will understand we're far from it. That is what we're misabel al Yerushalayim over these days. And kol misabel al Yerushalayim, zeicha b'roya b'nechmosa, the Eibishter helfen, yarpech lonu and sosin, or the simcha these days.